Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I happen to be an avid gardener, and this year I intend to have a champion garden out back. Now, as much as I love having a wide variety of flowers, there is one category that I have never considered planting. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you've pointed out that a family's garden isn't limited to the great outdoors. You can bring it in on the plate.
Yes, of course. You know, I like you, Al, you know, love gardening. And I've come to this realization that you can go to the farmer's market and you can get just great vegetables in, you know, in whatever you want, in
right.
lots of quantity, you know.
Right.
And that it takes a lot of area to grow them. But what you rarely can get, and if you can, it's usually extremely expensive, are these things like herbs and edible flowers, like
yeah.
things that are garnishes or actually can take part in dish that mm-hmm. raise your cooking up a notch.
Yeah.
And don't take up a lot of space in your garden and are also usually very renewable in terms of picking them.
Mm-hmm.
So things that I like to grow that I think add to things, one of the big ones is nasturtiums. I mean, it's very similar to watercress. You can even use the leaves, and it grows like crazy down, you know,
uh-huh.
in Baltimore. Chives are another one. If you have chives and you let them flower, you can
yeah,
pick
yeah.
chive flowers like crazy.
Yes, yes.
Another one that's amazing are marigolds.
Yeah, yeah. I'm told the chickens like them.
Yes, our chickens love the marigolds. But you can be picking those heads, pulling those beautiful leaves apart, orange and yellow, and garnishing things like salads and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I love is borage.
I don't know what that is.
It's a plant that has the same sort of hairy spines on the stem as a tomato.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you get this beautiful purple flower on top that has a cucumber-like flavor.
Oh, wild.
Everyone's always concerned about letting their herbs go to flower.
Right.
But those flowers are amazing. Basil flowers or oregano flowers. When my oregano flowers, I pick all those white flowers and put them all over everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, another one obviously everyone knows, but I think I love is lavender.
Oh, sure, yeah. Lovely.
I mean, it's people, I think, you think of it as an air freshener or like something pretty in, mm-hmm. in the bathroom. But doing things like lavender-scented butter on top of salmon, using lavender in salads, that adds an incredible flavor.
Mm.
And then one that, I mean, people grow, probably you grow, but you never think of are roses.
You're kidding.
Rose petals, of course, for making things like rose water. But the petals have beautiful, strong flavors, sometimes tasting of almost like strawberries or green apples.
How about that?
And you know, again, if you've got them growing in your garden, don't let them go to waste. Use
mm-hmm.
them to cook.
Now, Jerry, is there a way of looking up to see which ones are edible and which ones you should avoid?
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously, the internet is a huge source for that. There are also a couple of really great books out there that sort of bridge the gap between farming and cooking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's books about edible flowers, how to grow them and how to cook with them. But even things like borage, although I only use the flowers, in the old days it was used as a medicinal thing. You know, cooked it in water and drank the broth to make your stomach feel better.
How about that?
So you'll find all those things on the internet for sure.
For sure. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.